Previously on 24 Years at the Tap End, we had memories of me and Chris's holiday to Cavos. It was well good.
You missed it, Becky.
Yeah.
Happy times. I'm not in it today, am I?
No, you're not.
Go for that.
I thought I'd save it. I saved talking about you for another one.
Okay, so where are we at today on the autobiography?
I thought we'd go to the 19th year. I know it is a busy year, this one, but a lot of stuff happened.
Okay, well, let's have another story from the 19th year. Get ready, everybody. It's nearly the weekend. Sit down, relax, pull up a chair, have a cup of tea or coffee.
Eyes down, look in.
And enjoy 24 years at the Tap End. The perfect way to finish off Thursday at work.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
I was having a brilliant time at Southampton Uni, but it's fair to say I was missing my mates from home. Because everyone was all over the UK, either at different universities or doing their jobs, we all struggled to meet up, which was especially a shame when it was someone's birthday. What are you laughing at?
It's just
at?
The way you said jobs.
Well, what's wrong with that? Someone had jobs.
I don't know.
Doing their jobs.
Yeah. It sounded rude. Carry on.
You're ruining it.
But one day, an email went round. It was soon to be Chinese Dave's birthday, and unlike on my birthday, all the boys were quite keen to make an effort.
Why weren't they on your birthday?
Well, do you remember we had that surprise party? Well, I thought it'd be a surprise party, and no one turned up.
Oh, yeah. Didn't happen, did it?
Generally, as a group, we were quite poor at organising nights out. But Chaz took control, and a plan was set into motion for all the boys to travel to Leeds University, where Chinese was doing his degree. We were to attempt the legendary Otley Run.
Is that like a marathon, is it?
Kind of, yes. It's quite a long stretch of Leeds where you run through, except you're moving in between bars on route. So sort of, but...
But it's a pub crawl.
Basically, yeah.
And this is famous in Leeds?
Yeah, and sort of the surrounding areas, Manchester and all that.
Yeah.
These were exciting times. All the boys were looking forward to it. We were to attempt the Otley Run, a legendary night out that students at Leeds Uni do. It wasn't long till the weekend came round and I travelled back to London to meet up with Chaz and Ollie Butler. A girl we knew had offered to drive us up to Leeds if we split the petrol money, and all the other lads were to meet us there. If I'm honest, the journey was a bit long. She sang the whole way, which was a little bit annoying. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't say anything, though. We appreciated the lift. And after a couple of hours, we arrived at James Bailey Park Halls, parked the car in a hurry and made our way inside. All the boys were already there and excited about the night out. Our group never really did fancy dress, but tonight Chinese wanted us to seem a bit more sociable to other people and insisted we wore beachwear. Butler wasn't happy with this and at first refused to rub a ring. He told Dave fancy dress was for mugs, but eventually we managed to compromise with a garland. He wore it begrudgingly. I donned a bright yellow Watford shirt, swim shorts and snorkel to accessorise. We set off as a group to the first bar of the Utley Run. It was pouring with rain and freezing cold, and no one else seemed to be in fancy dress. As I walked into the first bar, I heard someone announce that the Flower Army had arrived. But I ignored it, a little uncomfortable that no one was in fancy dress, as I had been told they would. I made sure I ordered my beer extra loud at the bar to make it clear that we were lads. We were to only stay in the first place for one anyway, and this was turned into a very swift one when some funny locals started playing Club Tropicana through the pub jukebox. This wasn't how it was meant to be.
No one else in fancy dress?
No, not in the first pub we went to, no. So we all just felt a bit stupid. And they're a bit harder up north, aren't they? And the thing is, I mean in the sense that the blokes don't... I don't think they like the idea of a load of sort of guys from London strolling in beachwear.
Do they not?
And it's pouring with rain. No, they just weren't impressed. After the disastrous start, we moved through a couple more bars. And in the third, came across a couple of other groups, all in fancy dress.
Hooray!
There was one group dressed entirely as sheep, with one man as a shepherd, and another group all dressed up as Where's Wally. Our fancy dress looked inadequate in comparison. As usual with our group, we were sat in the corner not being very sociable. A few of us huddled around the it box, I waste so much money on those things, and that day was no exception. I must have boshed about £3.50 and was struggling, when all of a sudden a man leant over my shoulder and confidently pressed Dame Helen Mirren.
I love those quiz machines.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've had that before as well, where someone actually does lean over and presses it for you.
It's because the time counts down, and they can see your panic, and I think it's just the sort of gentlemanly thing to do is reach around and press the... Oh, God.
That is gentlemanly.
And press the button.
In my book.
So that's what he did.
Right there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure? Mm. Do you want Chris to continue?
Yes, please.
May I? What? No, what's funny with that? Oh, God, what's going on now?
Just do the tap end.
We turned to thank him, but again he leant over and pressed the next answer. And the next, and the next. He didn't say a word. He was just a man in green who seemed to have the knowledge of the it box. To us, he was a hero. And as we moved from bar to bar, we took him with us.
Well, you're like, oh, do you want to come with us, mate?
He didn't say one word that night. He was really weird. He just sort of stood there with a drink and just kept leaning over and getting the right answer. He was like some guru of the it box. Like a prophet or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he just knew all the answers.
Yeah. Much like a mascot, we took him with us. People were loving him, and we were meeting girls just because of the man in green and his knowledge of the it box. Our night was gathering momentum, and we were actually meeting people. In one bar, we even met Lee from Hollyoaks, who seemed to also be out on the Otley Run. My mate Tom was flipping beer mats, which the girls loved. He managed 32 at one point.
They love that, don't they?
That's a lot.
Seriously, he can do a lot. And although it sounds lame, I defy anyone to do more than 32 beer mats.
Oh, no. I think one of my dad's mates can do more.
Really?
How much is 32 in a wedge? Because my dad's friend can do it like that. So there's, like...
It's substantial.
Many...
I wish we could try
that's
this
like
out.
That's about 15 centimetres. So they're like the maximum amount in your fingers.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember thinking, oh, I'm at a disadvantage here with my lady hands.
I'll run down the road after this is done and ask for some beer mats, maybe, and see, you can try it out a bit later on.
I don't think I'll be able to do 32 or more.
I mean, I've spoken to him about doing this on Britain's Got Talent. You know, like one of those combo acts, like the people who do arrange flowers and then one of them sings.
Right.
I thought he could flip beer mats and I could, I don't know, drink a pint of lager or...
You think that's going to get to the final, yeah?
Well, I think it'll be like one of those quirky acts.
Yeah, but what are you going to do the next time?
You need some sort of dog.
Well, he could do more beer mats and I could drink 2 pints of lager. And as we ended up at the Leeds Student Uni, Johan swapped tops with a girl during the Grease Megamix to ensure a pull.
How does that ensure a pull?
Well, yeah, which bit ensures the pull? Swapping the shirts or doing it during the Grease...
The Grease Megamix came on and he was trying to encourage her because he was in beachwear.
Yeah.
And she was wearing quite like a sort of skimpy-ish top.
Yeah.
And I think to try and impress her, he was like, yeah, well, just it seemed like a fun thing to do at the time and it probably showed that he was good fun, I imagine, to the girl.
What, wearing women's clothes?
No,
that's like when a man asked my friend if he could wear her shoes. It didn't make us fancy him, it just made us think he was a bit weird.
I remember that.
So do I.
Yeah. We were all there for that, weren't we? Yes, we were. They did fit him, though, didn't they?
They did, yeah. He was proud to be size 5.
Yeah. He had lady feet.
That was his USP.
He looked a bit weird and regretted walking home through town in a skimpy top. But all the same, he got the result. It was possibly the greatest performance from my group. I was quite proud. As the night ended and we left the club singing the end bit of Hey Jude, we made our way back to Chinese Dave's kitchen. It had been an epic night out in Leeds. We cooked up some potato waffles on the lean, mean, fat grilling machine and fell asleep on the kitchen floor.
Oh, that sounds like a brilliant night to me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The next day I woke up with no regrets, my snorkel missing and profanity drawn on my arm. I can't say what it was.
No, I think I can probably guess.
It had been an amazing night, and I hope to one day go back to rerun the Otley Run.
That's beautiful, Chris. Thank you. And that was 24 years at the Tap End. More next week, Tuesday, 5:15.